the Biden administration has to say. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S. government assuring customers at Silicon Valley Bank that they will be able to access their deposits as early as today. The nation's 16th largest bank collapsing Friday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells CBS's Face the Nation that it's vital to keep SVB's issues from spreading to other banks.
We want to make sure that the troubles that exist at one bank don't create contagion to others that are sound. And a goal always of supervision and regulation is to make sure that contagion can't occur.
This is the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. At least 8 migrants have died following the capsizing of 2 smuggling boats off the coast of San Diego Saturday night. James Gartland, San Diego Fire Rescue Lifeguard Division Chief.
This is the one of the worst maritime smuggling tragedies that I can think of in California, certainly here in the city of San Diego.
The search is on for at least 7 more victims. More storms expected to hit California. Fox weather meteorologist Max Gordon reports from Pajaro, California.
Back here in Pajaro, lots of folks have now had to move to shelters. Officials telling people here that the water is now unsafe to drink because it's been tainted by the floodwaters.
Jamie Lee Curtis winning Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Everything Everywhere All at Once at this year's Oscars.
My mother and my father were both nominated for Oscars in different categories. I just won an Oscar.
Sound courtesy of ABC and the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox. News.
Fox obtaining video of a migrant rush at the southern border near El Paso Sunday afternoon. Fox's Bill Malugin has the details.
These are predominantly Venezuelan migrants. They are eventually met by CBP in the middle of the bridge where they were blocked, barbed wire set up, gate closed, CBP officers responding en masse. Federal sources telling me a CBP special response team responded to that bridge in an effort to block those migrants from crossing over. We're told at some point crowd control measures were used.
The cause of the rush is unknown. A cold case in Maryland has been solved. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
DNA technology and genetic research helping to finally ID the killer of 16-year-old high school student Pamela Conyers. She was found strangled to death back in 1970 after disappearing from a local shopping mall in Millersville, Maryland, outside Baltimore. She stopped at that mall after attending a high school pep rally. Her body was found 4 days later in a wooded area near the family car she'd been driving. Her killer, now ID'd as Forrest Clyde Williams III, who died of natural causes in 2018. Police are not ruling out the involvement of any other suspects, so the case is not yet considered closed.
Michigan State instituting new building access restrictions 1 month after a mass shooting on campus.
Michigan State University students returning from spring break will notice that buildings on campus will be more difficult to access. It's been 1 month since 3 students were killed and 5 others were hurt in a mass shooting there. The restricted access to buildings means they will require a key card to enter during evening, overnight, and weekend hours. Meanwhile, Michigan State Police have released new details about the February 13th shooting, including a timeline and a note from the suspect gunman. The gunman was confronted by police more than 3 hours after the attack, and he took his own life.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.